Stay tuned for the Power Up Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the Power Up Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and following the Word of God. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior today, place close attention to the broadcast. We're going to lift His name. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Jeremiah 10:12. He hath made the earth by His power. He hath established the world by His wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens by His discretion. Just to show you how busy our God is, look at that one verse of Scripture. It says, He hath made, He hath established, and He has stretched out. Three action verbs in that short verse of Scripture. Our Lord is busy making and establishing and stretching, among many other things. And the most important thing that He is doing is saving souls all over the world. And if you're unsaved today, pay close attention to this broadcast service. Today could be the day that you repent of your sins, and you could be the next one that He saves your soul from sin and escaping a devil's hell. I'll give you some contact information in just a little while, so if you will, be ready to take it down. From page 246 of the Melodies of Praise hymnal, let's sing When I See the Blood. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. Of sinners, Jesus will save. All He has promised, that will He do. Wash in the fountain, open for sin, and I will pass over you. One retrieving justly his due. Hide in the saving, sin-cleansing blood, and I will pass over you. compassion, oh boundless love, oh loving kindness, faithful and true. Find peace and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. One more time, on the story of the Passover in the Old Testament. Let's get ready for prayer today. I know that the Lord is hearing and listening and waiting for our prayers. His eyes are upon the righteous and his ears are listening for their cries. There's a difference in crying and just praying. And there's a difference in supplication and just praying. And there's not being anything critical of either one. But sometimes we pray, and then sometimes we feel the need to the extent that we put more energy and we put more effort and we put more of ourselves into it. And it would be called supplication, and we cry out to the Lord with our voice. If you notice in the scripture, there were people that cried out to Jesus, and such as the blind man. Sometimes we just need to cry out to Jesus. Put a little more effort into it, a little more strength, a little more of us, a little more of our energy. Lift our faith and our voices together to God even a little more strongly. And that may be your situation today. He says in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today that you do give us opportunity to be shining lights before men. We thank you, Lord, that we can expose your good works and how, Lord, your good works are manifested through us, not for our glory, but, Lord, we just pray that the lights that we shine and the works that people see will bring glory and honor to our Father, which is in heaven. And, Lord, we're supplicating today. We're putting more effort into our prayers. We're crying out to you today for many lost souls. Lord, in the sound of our voice, there's an opportunity for many people to be unsaved. And we just pray today, Lord, we may have new listeners that have never worshiped with us today. And maybe they found us on the website or an internet stream somewhere. I pray for them today. May this be the day, Lord, that men and women are convicted of their sins. Show them, Lord, that you love them, that you're ready to save them. Show them, Lord, to the extent they'll realize their destination ahead is nothing else but a devil's hell, and eternity is just a heartbeat away. Deal with hearts and plead with them today, I pray. We give you thanks, Lord, for saving our souls and dealing with us. And we know, Lord, this is why you came. You came to seek and to save that which is lost. And you came, Lord, to rescue the perishing. You left heaven to go after that one lost sheep. And that one lost sheep was me, the song says. Heavenly Father, use this service for your glory and honor, we pray. Lord, let today be the day that someone finds you as his or her Savior. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's praise him today. Sing with us. We're together again. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. One more time, let's sing it. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. In one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. And if you'll stay tuned, I'll give you the contact information, including the phone number and the website, at the end of today's broadcast. Here's one simply entitled, Gone. Mary came into the tomb of Jesus. The stone was moved and he had gone away. The angel said, fear not, I know who seek ye. This she heard him say. Gone, the stone is rolled back. Gone, the tomb is empty. Gone, to sit at the Father's side. Has been completed. Don't wait until you hear him say, well done. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we'll sing some more of that in just a moment. We want to hear from you. If you'd like to have special prayer right now or anytime, 618-214-1410. If you need to know more about Jesus, give me a call. I'll be glad to talk to you or send me a text. The mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. The website where you can hear the broadcast any day, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Gone, the stone is rolled back. Gone, the tomb